I still love technology. I love what can be done in the studio, how you can save things and fly things in. But I think you have to be real careful not to get away from what you're trying to do in the first place, which is really touch people emotionally.
Whether she's expanding the bounds of country or adding electronic sounds to the acoustic, Emmylou Harris has never and will never lose sight of the songs. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The singular voice of Emmylou Harris will always be associated with her country rock roots, but she's never let it define her sound, and with more recent albums like Wrecking Ball, Red Dirt Girl, and Stumble Into Grace, she found the songs and innovative collaborators to help take her work to new levels. So as another Emmylou Harris album is in the works, we take a look back to 2003 when Stumble Into Grace was new, and I talked with Emmylou about her self-penned song and why different interpretations aren't necessarily wrong. Between Red Dirt Girl and this new album, Stumble Into Grace, you've really found your songwriting pen and found something to say, which runs the gamut of covering matters of the heart to the world we live in today, to mortality, religion, just an amazing wealth of material. It's been a good time for Emmylou Harris, the songwriter, huh?
It's all like going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
I had a homework assignment, and I just threw myself into it. But always grateful when the songs come out and they're finished, and they actually work in the studio. And so I don't know if I've got any more in me, but at least I made it through two.
You'll take the gifts as they come.
Yeah, I certainly will. Well, the stories I could tell. Sometimes I really hit my stride. We make our own heaven and our own hell, trying to get across to the other side. But every day ends up the same. One step up, two steps back. Like some old silent movie frame, zoom in close and fade to black. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
For some reason that song just got me.
All right. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Get people. I got you now.
But what does all of that stuff mean to you? Because these are your words. These are your songs. And, you know, people kind of come at you with their own interpretation of what it meant.
See, as an interpreter myself, you know, I relate to songs by other people, and I have no idea whether that's my own personal experience or my own personal interpretation is what they meant, but it doesn't matter as long as somehow it resonates for you. And so that's all you really want, because I think there's an understanding that it doesn't really matter if it's a specific thing as long as we're all feeling something. We don't want to just sleepwalk through life. Music needs to wake us up and keep us in touch with ourselves, you know, for lack of a better way of saying that. But that's what I think it does for me. And it's a miracle how one soul finds another. Just one miracle is all it took, my brother, for I've seen them as they walk this world together. And I believe.
Emmylou Harris and special guest Buddy Miller performing the song Strong Hand back in 2003. You'll find the complete interview and other special performances in the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.